Welcome to the Boricua Culture Mix. I'm one of your hosts, Wilma Lebron Moore.
And I'm Diane Rivera.
And this is where La Isla meets the diaspora.
Échate pa' acá, te hice café.
Hola, hola.
Hey, hey.
Welcome back, the Boricua Culture Mix. Did you miss us? We missed you. ¿Cómo estás,
sure
Josie?
Estamos bien.
Please excuse us if we're giggly. We are recording again remote, and just the setup and making sure everything okay is a hilarious moment when you recognize that noise canceling does not work. And I'm glad that we checked, because what we would have uploaded would have been crazy.
Listen, and we have done some crazy stuff with this pod.
Listen, trial and error is the way we learn, okay? It's how we get better. It's how we move along. Pero, Josie, ¿cómo tú estás? I missed you, girl.
I know. I miss you, too. But tú sabes, ahí vamos. Paquete,
digo.
No, it's been a good week. It's hump day, when the day that we're recording this. Because estamos así. Estamos como que entre medio de la semana.
Yeah.
Como que en el ombliguito de la semana, como decimos en Puerto Rico. So yeah. That's where we at.
We had to move around some things. We got busy on the weekend. We needed to make sure that, you know, we did a pod this week. But we are two working ladies, guys. And so if you want us to be pod content creators full time, support us.
Please support us.
Pues sí. So yeah, we wanted to make sure we recorded. We had some family outings over the weekend. So we had to push out our recording. So we're technically going to be recording like twice in a week, if you think about it. But that's the logistics. Whatever.
Exactly. There you go. Pero ¿sabes lo que pasa? Es que también, this week, we wanted to take a break, pero es que no podemos.
Yeah. Because that consistency, man.
No, it's not even. Well, first of all, we're in episode, what?
18?
Let's go.
Porque ¿quién dijo que no?
We are in episode 18, guys. Wow.
¿Quién ha ido a decir?
It didn't even feel that way. Like, just yesterday, I can remember us not knowing how to start our mics.
We still don't.
But we here, though.
We're here.
But you're right. We wanted to take a break, but so much pop culture has happened with Puerto Rico.
There's so much.
If we do a show, it has to be a quick one, and we need to talk about this, and this.
Absolutely.
So how I tell people, you know how people be like, long story short? Well, long story medium, that's what's going to be the podcast. Because the story is never short.
No, it's not. It's not.
So we're going to try to do long story medium and give you all the things.
Absolutely.
Pues sí. So, of course, you know, if you are alive and have blood running through your veins, you would know that on July 4th, something significant happening. And we're not talking about the holiday. We're talking about Benito's Nueva York video drop, which was so amazing to see. We knew he had filmed something in New York a few months prior, but it was so aesthetically beautiful. Yes. It was given reminiscent of like 70s, 80s. So many cultural references, tapped into many local businesses with the bakery that's in the Bronx. The picture, you know what it felt like? It felt like watching a family video. You know how like you would like see like, you know, the videos that se cogen como para la boda.
Yeah.
By the quinces, or like, I know for us, we're big on family photos. It felt like seeing a slideshow of family photos. Because of the way it was shot, the grain, you know, it wasn't like super 2025 polished imaging.
Exactly.
So it gave you that nostalgia factor, of course, with the clothing, you know, that they use. But it was absolutely beautiful. I love from the very beginning, the title Nueva York didn't just have the Puerto Rican bandera. It had a multitude of Latino countries in it. I was just like, oh, okay. As soon as I saw that, I was like, oh, he's saying something. He's saying something, and I loved it. I loved the music, the dancing, and then of course the without que no le escuche part where he set up the bandera, the correct one, on the Statue of Liberty. And we've referenced this before when we were talking about Edison's get up when he was going to Rao Alejandro's concert, because he wanted to show up as like a young lord. But, you know, he talked about the protest of he referenced the protest that happened when they were protesting the colonization of Puerto Rico, along with the political prisoners that were still in prison, that led to Jimmy Carter pardoning Lolita Lebron and those of that. But it was just like chef's kiss, Josie. So ¿qué tú piensas? Yes. I set the background, pero ¿qué tú pensabas?
First of all, there's a lot that happened in this video. Es como lo tuve que ver más de una vez, of course. The fact that it dropped on July 4th, el día de la independencia de los Estados Unidos, with everything going on in the U.S., political wise, right? And everything wise. it was just, it's the fact that he did it on that day, dijo muchísimo. Yo lo, you know, la directora de este video, first of all, a woman.
Okay. Dominicana.
You know, y el hecho de que ella es nacida y criada en el Bronx.
Homegrown.
First of all, ella ha hecho muchísimos videos para diferentes artistas, incluyendo Beyoncé, A$AP Rocky, hopefully I'm saying his right name, because con el Spanglish mío, pues a veces como que no me entiende, pero ahí vamos. Pero ella lo que hizo con esto fue, era como un documental.
Yes, y that's why I was saying it felt like nostalgia.
It took you back. It gives you that feel of like la foto vieja, right? When you go to your grandma's or to your abuelo's house or to your, like, whoever saves the picture on your family, que muchas veces una tía, los abuelos, like, somebody has those old printed pictures. Y eso fue lo que me dio este video. Me transportó a eso. Y es como que va tan acorde a lo que es de tirar más fotos, right? It's like that nostalgia to bring you back to that. Y es como, para mí fue como una carta. Yo siempre lo he dicho, y dije que con este disco él hizo como una carta de amor a Puerto Rico, pero también a la diáspora.
¿Verdad? Yeah, for sure.
Como que él le dio eso, like, yo los veo, yo siento lo que, yo sentí un poco de lo que ustedes sienten al estar tan fuera de Puerto Rico por muchísimo tiempo, ¿verdad?
Or in this case, on a Latino scale, right, fuera de su país.
That's what I was gonna say. Like, you know, es a la diáspora, pero no solamente a la diáspora puertorriqueña, sino a la diáspora latina.
Exactly.
Porque eso fue lo que demostró aquí, esa mezcla boricua y dominicana que define, tú sabes, a estos barrios como Bronx, Washington Heights, Harlem, todos estos barrios que definen esa combinación de estos dos grupos que vienen de diferentes países, y el hecho de que tú lo ves en el video, ¿verdad? Y también habla sobre su visión, ¿verdad? Es su visión sobre los inmigrantes, el hecho de que son los que hacen a este país, ¿verdad? Y es como que esas tradiciones que puso en el video, es como fue todo. Fue una carta de amor. I'm sorry.
It was a lot of things, right? Not only just was it a love letter to, like you said, the Puerto Rican diaspora or the Latin America diaspora, that we also know that New York is such a cultural hub of all people, right? Like, not just Latinos, but of all peoples. But it was this, like, not to that nostalgia, but it said so much, right?
Yes.
In its visuals and with the AI generated message.
Yes.
But even in the political statement, right? Like, we have seen that with, you know, like the Young Lords and the protests from Juan Sanchez. But it was like this basically cementing, like, we are here, we've always been here, but you refuse to see us, right? Like,
right.
to that quote. It gave this new wave of seguimos que vamos a plantar la bandera, right? We're not going to continue to just leave this out here. We're not going to, like, forget that there's this is a long journey of a fight, right? And it reinstates this conversation of what does liberty mean for Puerto Rico? Now more than ever, right, when something that I have said multiple shows is we are one in the same in the sense of our migration stories, right? What separates us is citizenship and the how we got here. But once we get here, the conversation begins the same, especially if you don't know the language, if you don't have the connections, right? Like, we share a lot of similar migration stories than we would like to think. And especially with all of these ICE things happening, it is this, like, I felt that it was a very bold conversation to be like, oye, Corillo, like, ustedes son uno. And he even said, juntos somos unidos somos más, or something of that nature towards the end. It's that, you know, rise up, stand for each other, you know, regardless of that. A lot of folks think because they're Puerto Rican, they're protected. Like, racism doesn't care about things like logistics and paperwork. Exactly. Like, racism is racism. No tiene sentido. It's this weird hating because of who another person is. So you're not safe. So much so that I shared with Josie today that ICE was in Humboldt Park at the Puerto Rican History Museum in Chicago. Pretty much, and I'm sorry, not today. It was reported out today, but I believe it happened yesterday to be, you know, to fact check in real time. But, you know, that there we go again, right? You are not excluded from this racism because of your pretty little citizenship status, right? They see a similar ethnicity, and it's this all in the same for them. But I loved how bold he took a stance in. I knew that something was going to be referenced in this, in the sense of, like, resistance, in the sense of, because there is so much, and not just with Puerto Ricanos, like Dominicans, Panamanians, Ecuadorians, Venezuelans, like across all different countries, there's so much. Because, again, the immigrant story is there's so much promise, specifically from the city of New York. Right. Yeah. Like, I remember being in Dominican Republic 15 years ago and, like, with my best friend and being like, oh, there's only two. There will be, like, New Jersey. And they'd be like, ¿cuánto tiempo a Nueva York? Like, because that would be, like, the only reference. Right. And be like, oh, we're, like, 2 hours away. And they're like, oh, okay, okay. But, you know, because that is, like, where you wanted to go. That's where you wanted to cement yourself. That's where you wanted to be made. And
it's
again,
the big city, right?
It's the big city. And again, when you migrate to another country, it's where you could probably make more money, right? So it's like it gave that, like, earning power promise. Like, even with Puerto Ricans, right? Operation Bootsteps literally funneled a whole bunch of Puerto Ricans to New York, to Philly, to Chicago, right? Like, because these were places that were being industrialized and needed workers. So it was just this beautiful homage to the diaspora, Latino diaspora across the board. I mean, how many family parties did we go to that looked like that? Y me dio un poquito de sentimiento because, like, now it's not like that anymore. In the sense
what
of
you
like,
mean?
Like parties and like big family gatherings. Like, I think that there's in that sense, at least for me personally, like, you know, we haven't had like a really big like family party where it's like there was just like that, like where like your titi's cooking and then you're ordering the cake and you're doing, you know what I mean? Like, we haven't had that in a long time, and we've lost like prominent members of my family. So, you know, it gave me that like, wow, the memories that I do have, I can cherish. So it still brought back that debilte el más foto sentimental.
Absolutely. It definitely did. Tú sabes, es como que el hecho de que usaron estas imágenes que te hicieron como recordar y el pasado, ¿verdad? Yo me hizo recordar mi fiesta de 15 en Puerto Rico, ¿no? Y lo importante, era un evento importante, tú eras la persona más importante, pero también, tú sabes, era una celebración. Una celebración para la familia. Y eso es algo tan cultural de nosotros, ¿verdad? Los latinos, como la fiesta de tus 15. era algo bien, bien, bien natural. Y el hecho de que se hace en la ciudad de Nueva York, se puede ver cómo esta cultura, ¿verdad?, se lleva contigo. Aunque tú te vas del país, tú te llevas tu cultura contigo y tú tratas de quedarte con esos detalles, ¿verdad? O eso que te amarra a tu país. Y lo vemos aquí claramente. Y lo más que me, like, did wow to me is, like, how, like, Reneo Mandrena, Madrana, hopefully, Reneo Mandrana, la directora de este video, like, how she was able to combine esta mezcla de elementos culturales, right? Pero también con, like, strong images, right? De fuerza, de like, you know, de sí, somos más, estamos aquí y no nos vamos a dejar, ¿verdad? Porque nosotros somos los que hicimos este país. So, ese mensaje de, like,
Fue brutal. Or even the black and white images, like, it gave an homage to, like, Joe Gonsol Jr. He was a Puerto Rican from the Bronx, and he would do a lot of, like, black and white images of, like, Puerto Ricans in, like, the Bronx, Spanish Harlem. He's also known as, like, often called or referenced to, like, the man who took hip-hop's baby pictures, because, you know, hip-hop genre is only 50 years old, so he was there when it was in its first inception. So so he was, like, more like a documentarian anthropologist of, like, that experience. So his portraits are beautiful. They're in the Smithsonian as well. And it is absolutely a gorgeous, like, you know, capturing of culture, right? Not just of hip-hop, but of like I said, Puerto Ricans, Latino life, New Yorkian life specifically. And it was to capture those everyday moments, like, you know, kids sitting on the stoops, barbershops, family scenes, anything that was also culturally or both politically with awareness. And he
también
is
eso viene, right? También eso viene del hecho de que la directora es latina.
Se
crió en el Bronx y estudia mucho la cultura, tú sabes, de la gente latina y negra, ¿verdad? Y eso se ve totalmente en el video. Tú sabes, yo creo que el mensaje completo del video, yo creo que la gente, ¿sabes? Como yo creo que lo hemos hablado off the pod, como la gente quería que Bad Bunny hablara en el momento donde estaban pasando todas estas detenciones de ICE.
So let's talk about that. There was a lot of discourse for a lot of quote unquote public celebrities who the public felt that they weren't doing enough. And saying things in regards to, like, you know, kind of a call out. And we had a conversation, I don't know if it was two pods ago, about, you know, yes, we understand that they have influence, but the people that you need to keep getting foot on the necks are your senators, your congressmen, the people who are actually voted to do these things. You know, and at the same time, no, we don't want our entertainers to be aloof, because this does directly impact their consumer base. And also the need for the instant response, the need for the instant something, because, like, do you want someone to post an IG post that lives for 24 hours, or do you want someone who's going to craft art and really take his or her time to say something for real, right? Say something impactful. And I feel that is also tied to our need for instant something. Y para juzgar también, like, oh, well, you're not doing enough. Right. And it's like, well, what are you doing también, right? Joe Schmo around the way, like, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? So I think that we have to take, again, no defendiendo Bad Bunny, and this is for all celebrities across the board, right? Like, I'd rather them take their time and actually craft a meaningful message than be like, oh, this is so sad, hearts. And then, like, because, like, because, like, what get guess what I said, en serio, right? Like,
it's true.
Poses, like, you it hurts, but, like, you're an artist, so utilize your art, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, you don't need to llevar yo también. Es que I think like people, we live in this era where it's like we get every resource instant con social media. Mm-hmm. Y, you know, vivimos en este mundo donde, you know, with AI and everything, that you have everything in minutes.
Right.
That we want a response so quickly, but we have to understand that, you know, Bad Bunny, you know, estos artistas no. Again, no son los senadores, como dijo Wilma, ¿verdad? They're not the ones that are influencing your decision, or not influencing your decision.
They're not in the. They're the not law, making the law, right?
Exactly, they're not making the law. So para ellos, su manera de expresarse lo hacen a través del arte, y el arte es su música. Y con esto te lo queda demostrado en este disco de Debí Tirar Más Fotos, claro. Que se enfocó tanto en su país, ¿verdad? Porque es lo que él conoce, es lo que él ha vivido. Right. Y eso yo creo que es lo que la gente se le olvida. Dice, oh, él solamente le importa a Puerto Rico. Y dice, well, he's from Puerto Rico, bro. Like, ¿qué tú quieres? ¿Qué haga? ¿Entiendes?
Or worse, if he does tiptoe into another Latin American country, then he's criticized. Oh, tú no eres de aquí, tú no entiendes que si es del otro, right? Like, so it's like, you kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't. Like,
exactly.
Like, if I'm not well-versed in Cuban or Venezuelan history, and I say something in support of something, right? Let's say, for example, I'm going to be crucified because the response is going to be like, you didn't do enough research, right? But in my heart of heart, I want to be like, pero estoy contigo. I want to side with the understanding. Right. And again, I am for more artists saying, you know what? I don't have an opinion about that. I'll get back to you. I need to do more research.
Yep.
Because more often than not, they put their foot in their mouth trying to say something that ends up being nothing. And I'd rather them just shut the fuck up, look pretty sometimes, and just promote their album. Because a lot of them don't have the depth to have these conversations.
And they don't have to, right? And they don't have to if it's not important for them.
Well, ¿verdad? I mean, it does impact their fans, right? Like let's. But at the end of the day,
but again, they're not los especialistas en eso.
Absolutely, ¿verdad? I do get that point. But what I'm saying, so like saying something and being like, you know, my heart goes out to this community, but also in that same breath being like, but I too have to educate myself. That's enough. Yeah. More often than not, they feel pressure to say something. And they end up saying a bunch of nothing.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. Totally agree. Pero tú sabes, tenemos artistas como es Benito, que toma su tiempo y dijo mucho con arte.
Right.
Demasiado. Right. So, we're here for him, Benito. Y tú sabes, gracias por este arte a él, a su equipo, a René, por darnos esta pieza de arte que, you know, que la podemos ver y revivir por
años y por años. Right. And hopefully, you know, it's not just an entertainment piece, but that we recognize that there is solidarity that's needed. There is community that's needed, right? And there's also an introspection when it comes to this Latino community of looking inward and being like, why did y'all vote the way y'all voted?
Right.
What is it that we need? The level of education and a lot of unlearning a lot of things, because again, we come to this country and race and ethnicity looks completely different from our nationalities, right? It becomes completely different. Like, we come from our countries and it's like, no, soy Puerto Riqueño, but when you get here, it's Hispanic or Latino or Latine or Afro-Latino, or you know what I mean? It becomes so many other continuous categories that a lot of our nationalistic countries don't identify in this way.
Yeah.
And then that's another subdivision and further tactic of dividing and othering in that space as well. So, you know, if anything, like I said, like, I hope that this piece of art allowed the understanding that que somos super mejor cuando estamos juntos. And we do share so many similarities because we were colonized by the same people. And that should bring us more together than further apart.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely.
Bueno.
Pero, Wilma, espérate.
Dígame.
No tenemos que quedar en Nueva York todavía.
Oh, we still...
Because in Nueva York, we have una leyenda viviente. Okay.
Somebody's back.
Okay. No. I'm not going to even go in there yet.
Oh, Hold on.
Hold on. So, I want to talk first. Vamos a quedarnos en Bad Bunny. Porque está pasando mucho ahí.
Okay.
¿Verdad? Estoy hablando de que Toñita
right.
llega a Puerto Rico.
Wow. Who was also featured in the video también.
Yes, yes. That's why I wanted to like put it here. Because, you know, Toñita hace su presencia en el video. Que la manera en que lo hace, it's so her. Right,
right.
Like,
right.
What we see in social media from her. Tú sabes, un show de Cañita en casa de Toñita, you know.
Or not even that, la coqueta que es, you
yes,
know,
yes.
La doña que, like, you know, she's showing off her rings that she, you mm-hmm. know, wears. And she reminds me so much of, like, my mom's best friend. Who dresses
yeah,
up
oh,
to
yes,
the
yes,
nines?
Yes. I remember.
She always has this, and that's just who she is. And
yeah.
I've always loved and admired that of her. Mm-hmm. No matter what, you know, she is a woman of a certain age. But ella siempre en su taquito. So, she's always had her makeup, her hair is done. Like, she is who she is. She is the moment. She is mm-hmm. la maldita vibra. And I love that for her.
Yes.
But that's who she reminds me of. And I feel like we all have that one elder in our lives or in our family who's like, yeah, that's who she's been all her life. She
yep.
always, she was always the moment.
Literally. You know, pero lo que hizo Toñita, ¿verdad?
Yeah.
Que ella es fundadora del Caribbean Social Club in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Y va a llevar un poquito de ese social club a Puerto Rico.
That is so cool.
And that's so cool for people, you know, from Puerto Rico that is able to see what... Sorry.
Baby Jay's excited.
She's excited too. You know how it is. Pero va a llevar, tú sabes, un poquito de lo que ella hace en su social club a Puerto Rico, se unió a una marca puertorriqueña de cerveza y va a tener su espacio, ¿verdad? En Puerto Rico para que la gente pueda tomar su cerveza y esa comida gratis como ella lo hace en su social club. Tú sabes, es tan bonito ver el hecho de que una persona tan importante en Nueva York, ¿verdad?
Yeah.
Como lo es Toñita, fundadora de este social club por muchísimos años. Creo que desde los años 70.
Yeah,
si no me equivoco.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy that she built this and, you know, seeing her impact en la ciudad de Nueva York y uniendo, ¿verdad? Sigue uniendo a la diáspora y a Puerto Rico. Yo estaba escuchando los otros días a video about, like, Puerto Rico and all that kind of stuff. And it was saying, like, how, you know, the tourism that happens in Puerto Rico, majority is from, you know, the United States,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
De personas americanas, y el otro por ciento es de la diáspora.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Es de la diáspora que vuelve a querer, you know, volver a su país, porque eso es lo que todos deseamos, y el hecho de que nosotros podemos hacerlo, volver y disfrutar un poquito de la comida, de la cultura, de la familia, del calor, you know, todo eso es como que tan bonito, y el hecho de que Toñita tiene esta oportunidad de poder conectar la, you know, las raíces desde, you know, Brooklyn al Coliseo.
That's super cool. And I love how a lot of companies have been, like, tapping in
yes.
to this residency. But before we go back to Puerto Rico fully, we got to go back to New York. Because somebody was spotted there. Okay.
¿Quién?
Someone who said he was retired.
¿Quién? ¿The big boss?
El big boss. El Daddy Yankee. El D.Y. So last episode, I told you he was like in New York. I think it was like Brooklyn or the Bronx, one of them, to seen filming. And I was like, Ariana, what are you doing here? Like, because like you were supposed to be in church. Like, what is you doing on the streets?
No.
And apparently he's coming back. Mm-hmm. New song and visuals to be dropped tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
He
July
gave like
10th.
A teaser with Anthony Ramos. Well, if you don't know, that is Mars Blackman, if you see, she's got a habit from Netflix. He's the character, whoever he played in Hamilton. Sorry, guys, never got into it, so don't know who he was, but I know he was there singing and dancing and doing his thing.
Wow.
And then he's also the bull from Ironheart. He comes up there. And so he's been having a cool run. So there's this little clip that's done that Anthony is coming up to this house and daddy comes out there like he lived there, like he's from the hood. But anyway, mm-hmm. and he's like, I'm back. And I'm like, back from what? Like, you technically never left. Like, you announced your retirement and then released like 4 songs. So like, what's going on? My prediction is he knew this divorce was coming. Exactly, baby J. Exactly. My prediction is he knew this divorce was coming. It was going to get ugly. And now it's like his rebirth after the fact. But that's just my thing. Or like we've talked about last episode, like there is no real retiring.
No, right.
In this business when you still have the capability, right? Like his mm-hmm. instrument is his voice and his capability yeah. and his talent. Yeah. And I can't imagine someone being a creative like that and like sitting down and being like, okay, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to do something else. Especially right. if it's not in another creative form.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You know, when he was like, you know, doing his whole thing, I thought he was going to go full blown Hector El Father, but you know, and then we don't know if this song is some type of Christian reggaeton. We don't know what right. this is going to be. Right. right?
Exactly.
So, you know, he might go Farruko on us. I don't know.
Well, Mom.
Even that. We have examples.
So you know, I think, como tú dices, I don't think he retired that Yankee. He might come back as, you know, with all the mess that like he's been having with he's fully like officially divorced, mm-hmm, but he's mm-hmm. still in La Corte, like mm-hmm. you know, in La Corte, porque hay mucho.
Their businesses so, are tied within that marriage.
Yes, a lot. Mm-hmm. So, y también con eso, él vendió su catálogo, mm. right? Like, he doesn't own it anymore. He sold it for a lot of millions of dollars. So, now, I think he's rebuilding his, you know, catálogo para poder,
wow.
Poder vivir un poquito más de ese catálogo, right? I think that's where it is.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that's where I think, because like you said, like muchos de ellos buscan esta idea de cómo seguir su creatividad, right? Yeah. And I think it's like, okay, I saw that. Now let me rebuild another one and do the same thing. So it's like type of business too for him. He's a businessman.
Yeah, he sold it right? for $217 million.
Yeah, so you know,
for his biggest,
bro, you can retire with that.
Con calma. His feature on Despacito, which means that they yeah. can use his name, image, and likeness for rights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he sold that. So he's rebuilding. I think he's rebuilding his profile, you know, his catalogo.
But that's kind of wild, music. Josie, because the music industry isn't the same. Like, when he first came out, right? Like, mm-hmm. like, you know, he came out, like, I think pre-Napster or around that time frame, like, yeah. where, like, yeah, album sales, girl, where, like, album sales were, like, how many CDs? Like, I had his CD, you get what I'm saying? Like, streaming wasn't, like, pennies on the dollar. So I'm like, to rebuild now, that's wild. You know what I mean? Like, especially when artists tell you there is no money in the music game no more. Like, that's wild. That's a wild and bold move, which means he really is confident in what he can do.
I think we also have to think about, like, yeah, it's not the same, but...
But why is it raining again?
No, but I think... tenemos que también poner en perspectiva que estamos en un... Como tú dices, the business is not the same, but streaming is a different ballgame, mm-hmm, ¿verdad?
Mm-hmm.
Y el hecho de que estos artistas de ahora reciben tanto y tanto dinero de estas plataformas of music, right? Que,
but they don't, though. Like, Spotify pays them pennies per stream. Like, they gotta have millions and millions upon stream.
Pero es que mira los streamings que él tiene, right? Like, he literally just signed a new deal with a new label. Y le dieron 24 millones adelantado. Here you go, bro.
Right, but that's an advance. That's a loan. That's not his
yeah,
money.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Pero, like, de hecho de que ellos tienen esas proyecciones de que he can bring all that money back, that tells you a lot. So
that's going to be in tours. This man is going to be touring until he's 75.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm going to take my grandkids to a Daddy Yankee concert, which, yep, fun fact.
Literally.
It was literally my first concert. Okay?
Yep, yeah. But I think, you know, con lo stream que él tiene, I think he can get money from that.
Listen to this. Spotify pays them 3 to 5 cents per stream. Mm-hmm. Apple, 7 to a penny. Amazon, 4 to 6 pennies per stream. YouTube mm-hmm. Music, 2 to 7. But it could vary. Tidal, 1 to 13 cents, which is showing to be the highest amongst all of them for right now. That's crazy, yo. Like,
you also have to put in perspective, that's, you know, for... hay mucho negocio entre, like, disquera yeah. que con esto plataforma que might be more. We don't know, right? Like, we don't know what contracts they might have con esta... con estas plataformas, the marketing, the branding que mm-hmm, ellos vienen con mm-hmm. esto, like, he gets money for everywhere.
Right,
so,
right.
So, yo creo que eso es más bien que él quiere, like, rebuild his el catálogo for him, right?
Yeah.
Like, okay, this is me. This is the new me, right? Like, everything that it was from the past is the past, ¿verdad? Lo dejo allá, sí.
It's like a rebirth for him, probably.
Exactly.
A rebirth, a rebranding. Yep.
That's how I see it.
Yeah, but I want to know what it's crazy because, like, I don't know. I'm very interested to see what this rollout is going to be, mm-hmm. what the messaging is going to be. Like, again, we don't know if he's in a different genre because, you know, él tiene una voz linda. Like, he doesn't just rap reggaeton. Yeah. Él puede cantar también. So, like, mm-hmm. we just don't know.
Right.
Pero I'm interested to see what this rollout is going to be. So,
yeah. ¿Y qué va a hacer para la música de reggaeton? Right?
Or
¿qué
is
va
it either going to be that?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, the fact that, well, he's in the reggaeton artist, of course.
Right, right.
That's his, eso es su, él es de ahí.
Yeah, he's su, from the underground days.
Exacto. Like, so, lo que puede traer para el reggaeton, right? Like, right. He's always been the face of this, una de las caras, sorry, mm-hmm, of, mm-hmm. of este genre, ¿verdad? ¿Qué va a traer Daddy Yankee? Porque siempre... de alguna manera u otra, él es el que siempre ha traído algo nuevo, right? Because
right.
he was one of the first ones. So, what could do?
¿Qué puede to have main success and crossover success.
Absolutely, yes. So, ¿qué puede traer él que pueda?
Do you also esto? Think that there might be a surprise visit from him during this residency?
I don't know.
You don't think so? You don't think that Bad Bunny's gonna bring out a few friends?
He might bring three friends for sure,
but not DY.
I can't.
We don't know. Vamos a ver.
No sé, como que. I think puede que sí, puede que no. Vi en unos videos que el montaje que tiene Bad Bunny for this residency.
Mm-hmm.
O sea, no había un coliseo en Puerto Rico que él pudiera, like, build this. So, what mm-hmm. they did is, cogieron una carpa grande, no sé cómo se dice eso en inglés.
Like a tent? Or,
sí, pero like a huge tent.
Uh-huh.
En una área en Puerto Rico, y ahí es donde montaron el montaje del concierto. So, you know, there's so many...
things,
expectativa de
also,
what he's gonna bring.
He also said get that ass there on time because it's gonna start on time.
He sure did.
He said
sure
we
did.
Are not on island time. We are not on body time. The show is to be experienced in
pero
puntual,
por qué?
Because it's gonna tell a story.
Exactly.
It's gonna tell a story, and
exactly.
I love.
Pensando que va a ser algo no similar, pero en la misma línea como lo hizo Rao.
Yeah.
Right? Con una historia. Y sé que la va a llevar a otro nivel, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yo sabes, él ha hecho de todo. Bad Bunny, uno de sus conciertos que hizo en Puerto Rico, cuando fue del Irán Beaturn al Coliseo, like all the production that was happening while people were watching him, you know, through a big pantalla en el Coliseo. He was in el Irán Beaturn. That had a delay, so that way, by the time he got to the Coliseo, people can, like, continue to see what he was singing. Like, it's bizarre. So, yo estoy como que, okay, what he's gonna bring. Yo no quiero ver social media. Yo no quiero ver nada.
Listen, it's gonna happen. Like, it's just going to happen. Like, especially if your algorithm is so tapped in like mine. bro, I'm gonna see something. And you know what? I don't care. Spoil it for me. Because guess what? It's still not going to compare from when I finally see it from my own eyes and experience it with all my own senses. No me importa.
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
The only thing is you got to see it first. But I'm gonna feel it too. Exactly. I'm gonna lose my fucking mind, Josie. I'm gonna tell you right now, like, I'm gonna lose my shit.
No, pero tú sabes que, like, tú y muchísimo más. Because lo que está preparando las diferentes compañías en Puerto Rico. Yeah. Because not even the government. Because the government is another thing.
Okay? No, they...
Pero, listen.
They can't find their ass from their mouth.
Esto, aprovechando esta oportunidad, like, what this residency is going to bring. ¿Tú te acuerdas de los planeros de la cresta?
Absolutely.
So, let me tell you something. Me puse por los Googlers y everything y las noticias de Puerto Rico y I saw que van a hacer la ruta café con ron.
Yes.
Los planeros de la cresta.
Hey, yes, baby, yes, Jay.
Yes. So lo van a hacer el de julio 12 al 14 de septiembre. So lo que van a hacer es una ruta que te van a comenzar, creo que es en Bayamón, donde van a tener a guagua for people to go. And they're going to transport people, hopefully I'm saying that right, a la ciudad de Ciales.
That's so ¿verdad? Cool.
Para que vayan conociendo un poco más del municipio, de dónde son, ¿verdad? Los planeros de la cresta. So es una colaboración con el municipio de Ciales. So I am so excited because it has so many activities that you can do and learn. Ellos tienen un café. Ellos tienen un café que me enteré hace poco que tienen un café que ellos mismos venden. So I was like so excited to see all this and y viendo cómo la compañía boricua y los locos están aprovechando esta oportunidad para hacer this. Hello. Sedición. ¿Cómo es sedición?
But yes, I think that's super cool. You mentioned Medalla Light earlier with Donita. There's just gonna be so many things, and then also too, he posted on his redes sociales two things that I wanted to talk about. There was like somebody with like a protest sign that said "Stop Local" for the Bad Bunny residency, and a hat that says "Stop dealing with people who don't understand your music." He got lit up in them comments like that was an internal message, babe. That was an internal message. The call is coming from inside the house.
He did the work. He's like, pero ¿dónde estaba? He was lost. ¿Qué pasó? Yo creo que todo you remember when I said, I think at the beginning of the pod, of like how I felt in some capacity disconnected from a culture just because
And also too, like, think about this on another scale. Like, who hasn't dated a loser or hasn't dated someone who? I'm not calling her that. Let me land the plane. Who hasn't dated a loser or who hasn't dated somebody who wasn't for them, right? But now with social media or with his la altura of him, that's all it's all for public consumption. Right, like back then, you dated, you moved on.
Yeah,
you know what didn't work. It wasn't for the public eye. Right, like everybody has dated somebody who ain't for them at some point in their life.
Listen, we all did it.
look at
Love Island. We see Love Island.
Amaya Papaya is that bitch. Period.
That's my girl. That's my girl. Pero es de Latina en her. Es de Latina en her.
I always said I have flaws and I'm pretty. You know what I mean? Like, and I think about that in his perspective. Like, yes, he got to a high standard, so it became this like, oh yeah, it's a no-brainer that this is who you date because this is now in your circle. Outside of attraction, lust, and being able to do what you need to do with this person, like long term, be for real. She's never going to be able to say alcapurria. You know what I mean? Like,
stop.
Wilma. She's not. Okay? She's just not.
Ay, Dios mío. Perdónenla. Perdónenla.
I'm a firm believer that God got a sense of humor. Because he'd be like, you know what? You've made me laugh a few times. If I made my therapist chuckle, I know I made God laugh at least once or twice. At least once or twice. Yo, he got a ha ha out of me once or twice.
But you know, there's a lot going on.
Yes. We're gonna keep I up. Can't wait. I can't wait for everything to unravel. I think that is so cool. Yes. That we're living in this moment, that we're going to be able to tell, you know, baby Jay in the future, like, yo, your parents was out here, bro. Like, we was living our lives. Mm-hmm. And I love that for y'all, right? Like, parenthood hasn't stopped you from living life. It may have adjusted right. how mm-hmm. you do it, but I so love that you still right. do yeah. these things for sure. yourselves. I am in mm-hmm. awe of, like, you. And, of course, you know, La Madrina of the pod, Jay, of how she makes time for her marriage yeah. outside of being parents. So, like, you guys give me all of the aspiration to be like, oh, it's doable. You know, it's going to take some work, pero it's doable.
Absolutely. Yep. Exacto. It's like, con mucho trabajo, mucho esfuerzo, como, por ejemplo, también mantenerse en forma. ¿Verdad? Porque eso es otra cosa. Porque when you have little toddlers running around, ellos tienen esa batería. Eso es como el energizer del bunny de energizer.
Yeah, it's a little energizer, but like, a different literally, bunny.
That's, eso está pegado todo el día, ¿verdad? So, para eso, yo me di a la tarea, porque, bueno, tú hablaste la semana pasada de corazón y cuerpo, ¿verdad?
Yes, I did.
Yo estoy usando ese calendar because I have to because tenemos que estar moviéndonos, porque tener un toddler por ahí corriendo, uno tiene que ponerse en forma.
And she is fast. She is so
yes,
fast.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
She has no, and she has like no fear. No fear. We were at the pool this Sunday and you could just tell, she didn't want to go to the kiddie pool. She had her little life jacket on and everything, and she just kept looking at the big people pool, and you could just tell, like, in her little bravey brain, she was like, I'm gonna throw myself. I think I'm gonna throw myself. Like, should I throw myself? And I was like, oh God, I'm not ready for this, please.
Exactamente. So por eso, ¿verdad? Tú, yo y todos los que nos escuchan, ¿verdad? Tienen que estar poner un poquito de movimiento, ¿verdad, Wilma?
Yeah, for sure. Like, you know, I talked about it on last week's pod. The cultivation of it is to connect your heart, mind, and body together to align. And it's for wellness, right? Mm-hmm. Like yesterday, I was swamped. All I had was 20 minutes to give. I walked in place. I was originally going to walk outside. But, you know, we've been... It's yes, baby Jay. It's been raining literally in the evening all week over here in the Northeast. And I was like, okay, bueno, we're watching this new Netflix show. I can watch and walk in place at the same time.
Exactly.
En todo right? Momento. Like, you just have to remix. Exacto. You know, you have to remix the things. You have to make it work for you. You know, you have a toddler. It may not look like you're going to do squats, mm-hmm. right? It may be that you're playing around and chasing them around, but that you're inactive. And this is the whole point of Corazón y Cuerpo Colectiva is that you move your body, right? Mm-hmm. Like, no one's telling you that you may have to move your body in the typical sense of going to the gym, right? It is that you do it with the intention of, like, okay, I'm going to do something for this amount of time.
Exactly.
And commit to it. And build that routine. Mm-hmm. A lot of the times when we do a physical wellness, we think we got to do 97 things all at the same time. And that's when we don't become successful. Exactly. Because it becomes this, like, I'm going to wake up every day at 5:00. And it's like, you ain't wake up every day 5:00 for the last 10 years of your life. Like, what makes this Monday different?
You're saying,
right?
What I tell myself.
But it's true, because I've done this myself, mm-hmm. right? Like I prefer a morning workout. Yeah.
Me too.
This week, my life has been upside down. My mornings have been completely remixed. So getting movement involved meant doing it in the evening. Now, is that my favorite thing to do? Not really. No. I want to wind down for the day, and I'd rather read at the end of the day. But unfortunately, my mornings were taken up by doing other things. And I had hard deadlines in the morning that I needed to be at certain places that it just didn't give, right? But I knew that I couldn't allow the day to progress and not move. Yeah. Yeah. Right. And so that's, and it's not meant to like bombard people and like make them feel any kind of way. It is simply meant to encourage and build community.
I love that.
I want to be your cheerleader and support, and then vice versa, right? I cheerlead and support me. And part of it is planning ahead, right? Like on Monday, what does your movements look like for you? Like, you know your days, you know your weeks, mm-hmm. you know what makes exactly. sense, right? If Monday doesn't make sense for you to put the workout in, then don't put Monday as the day that you're going right. to move. Maybe Tuesday you have more time. Maybe it's Wednesday. Maybe you're Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right? Or, you know, whatever the case is. But the point is, you know, we want to encourage you to move. And then we also want to encourage you to connect your heart and mind and body together, yeah. right? Like, moving may also lead to, you know what I haven't done in a while? I haven't connected my thoughts. Let me write some things yeah. down. You know what I've always wanted to do? I know I've needed to go talk to the lady and make an appointment. Let me mm-hmm. do that, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it is a wellness overhaul together. Sharing what has helped me and sharing what I still need help with, right? Because yeah. I don't have right. it all. So that's what I want. So we definitely are on Instagram and TikTok at Corazón y Cuerpo Colectiva. And then the goal is to do some in-person workouts or walks at least twice a month and continue to just build this online community and in-person things and some fun stuff. There's also some great like run clubs here in Philly that I would love to collaborate. Nice. So if you see me sliding in your DM, okay. respond. Okay, let's build this community exactly. together. And also too, like what you can move, mm-hmm. right? Like we all understand that we're all in different bodies. Our bodies all have different functionalities. You know, people have had injuries. So do what makes sense and what is comfortable for yeah. you. I'm nobody's physician. By all means, talk to them doctors, them people that went to the schools to give you this information. I'm just simply encouraging you because there's so many ways to work out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like that.
You know, if you're not in the space where you can go out the house, there's chair exercises mm-hmm. that you can do. There's upper body stuff, but commit to the goal and let us know what that is. Tag us. Utilize the calendar like Juicy, God bless him. Josie has said, y vamos apoyarnos.
Exactamente. Porque mira, hay que cuidar nuestro cuerpo y nuestro corazón, okay?
Yeah. We want you here for a long time. We want you healthy. We, you know, the world is yep. shit. Let's take care of ourselves the best way we can be. And also let's work on the things we can control. Mm-hmm. We can't control everything else, but we can control how we eat, what we do, what we say to ourselves. Cause, you know, part of connecting isn't always just the physical part. It's I'm going to talk nicer to yep. myself. I'm going to affirm myself. I'm going to, speak good things of myself because I wouldn't allow someone to talk to me that way. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to talk to myself
exactly.
that way.
Exactly. Eso está espectacular. So tenemos que ser, que crecer esa comunidad para que así nos podemos apoyar unos a los otros. Y
absolutely.
Seguirlo porque este mes promete con todo lo que está pasando mm-hmm. en Puerto Rico. So estén pendientes a nuestras redes sociales porque por ahí decimos y hacemos de todo.
And you know, me and Joseph, we have some things in order to like, you know, coming up. So this pod is going to be giving you so many great mm-hmm. things in the future. So sigue pa'lante, sigue, you know, escuchándolo. Like, please give us a review, rate us. We're on Apple Pod, we're on Spotify, we're on YouTube, we're on Amazon Music, estamos por todo lado, and especially RSS.com. We're on TikTok and Instagram. Mm-hmm. At Boricua Culture Mix Pod. Always, you can email us at BoricuaCultureMix@gmail.com. Háblanos, talk to us, send us whatever you know on your little heart desires. We love hearing from you guys. But we have some really great plans in yes. order, and I'm so me excited too, for too, where this too. Pod can and will
absolutely,
go.
Absolutely. Pero todo eso va a ser posible if you guys, como dice Wilma, follow us, danos un rating. Y comenta, y vamos a crear esta comunidad. Esta comunidad va a seguir
right,
creciendo.
Right. Because this space is for y'all, absolutely. Right? This space came from our heart and minds. Hey, mama. You know, this space came from our heart and minds. And I know for me as a Diasporican, many times I felt so out of place or seeking spaces for myself. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy and proud that Josie and I can build this for listeners. Yes. So, por favor, échate pa' acá. Let's have a conversation. Que hice café. Te lo debo.
Me debe.
Josie, estos son 2 semanas. Mira, te lo debo.
Ese café tiene que estar cargado cuando venga. ¿Ok?
¿Por qué? Listen, y cuando te traigo algo de comer, a junto, I don't want to hear nothing.
The pop producer is not close, so, you know.
Él no va a escuchar este episodio. I'm going to say, skip that one.
Yeah. You know what? Oh, you know what?
En el número 54, right. 50 is something. Just stop it there. Stop it there.
Yeah, you don't have to listen. Exactly. Bueno, we love y'all. We're thankful for y'all. And sigue escuchándonos.
Eso es así. Nos vemos en la próxima. Chao.
Lo vemos. Chao, chao. Bye.